Hello, and welcome to the Europe at War podcast. Episode 2.1, Welcome to the Battle of Bautzen. Hello, and welcome back to the show. In the last series, we looked at the story of the Halba Pocket, and how in April 1945, as part of the Red Army's assault on Berlin, the German Ninth Army was encircled by two Soviet fronts in and around the central Brandenburg town of Halba. But what I didn't tell you in that series was how the Soviet assault on Berlin, called Operation Berlin, didn't just have Brandenburg and Berlin in its sights. No, in fact, such was the size and scope of Operation Berlin, almost all of eastern Germany came under attack, as the Soviets sought to ensure that Nazi Germany was crushed once and for all. So for this new series, we'll leave Halba and Brandenburg behind and head south to explore the southern flank of Operation Berlin, namely the Red Army's invasion of Saxony. And the centrepiece of the fighting in Saxony was the Battle of Bautzen. But before we start setting up the battle, I'm sure most of you will need a quick intro to Bautzen and a little geography lesson as to where exactly it is. So Bautzen is almost 200 kilometres south of Berlin, in the central eastern part of Saxony. The city is roughly 50 kilometres to the east of Dresden, and 40 kilometres west of the current German border with Poland. Bautzen sits within an area of East Germany known as Lusatia, or Lausitz in German, a region which is best known for its lakes and quaint villages. And Bautzen itself is perhaps most famous for its medieval walls, historic city centre, and delicious mustard. For most of the Second World War, Bautzen had been lucky, as it was largely spared the horrors of the conflict. As, in contrast to so many other cities in Germany, it wasn't targeted by any large-scale Allied bombing raids. The city did host a number of military training barracks, which would actually see some of the most intense fighting later on in the battle. But other than that, many locals saw little of the war in their daily lives. For most Bautzeners, the only first-hand experience they had regarding the war was when they came across forced foreign labourers who worked in the city's small number of factories, or when they received news from fathers and sons fighting on the front line. This would all change in 1945, however, as the rapid advances of the Red Army across Poland and East Prussia brought home the realities of the war to the people of Bautzen. By the spring of 1945, the city found itself uncomfortably close to the front line, and eventually, in late April 1945, Bautzen would find itself on the front line, torn apart by the fighting. So now we know where Bautzen is, it's time to discuss why the battle there is so interesting. As I alluded to at the start, the Battle of Bautzen was fought as a secondary campaign within the overarching Soviet assault on Berlin. And in the next episode, I would do a deep dive on the Soviet objectives for Operation Berlin and why they directly led to a battle taking place in Bautzen. But right now, I just want to make sure you don't think the Battle of Bautzen is some sideshow to the main event happening up in Berlin. No, not at all. Because this battle has a number of fascinating aspects which are compelling in and of themselves. Firstly, the Battle of Bautzen would debatedly go down in history as the last German victory of the Second World War. Because, amazingly, just as the Reich was in its final death throes, the Wehrmacht somehow managed to pull off a stunning counterattack in Saxony, which repelled the Soviet-Polish advance and managed to relieve Bautzen, which was under siege. This German counterattack would, for a few days at least, even manage to threaten the entire southern front of the Red Army's advance on Berlin. Now, this supposed German victory is still hotly contested by historians. I won't get into the opposing arguments right now, better that you listen to the series first and make up your own mind, but suffice to say, there are opposing views on the outcome of the Battle of Bautzen, and specifically, whether it truly constituted a German victory or not, given the fact that Germany lost the war anyway only 2 weeks later. this is an important debate which will be addressed in the series. Secondly, the nature of the fighting in Bautzen and Saxony displayed a number of unique characteristics. It featured deadly street battles and brutal house-to-house fighting in large built-up urban environments. And the carnage unleashed in Bautzen was reminiscent of the horrific Rattenkrieg displayed in places like Stalingrad. The Battle of Bautzen also featured dozens of German, Soviet and Polish tanks facing off against each other in epic tank battles. And hell, even the German Luftwaffe showed up for a change, and they also proved to be an effective and decisive element in the outcome of the battle. The fighting in Bautzen and Saxony is also notable, unfortunately, for a series of appalling massacres and brutal war crimes from both sides, which showed that the horror of the fighting on the Eastern Front was not dialing down as the war came to a close. If anything, it was dialing up. And lastly, there's one more interesting aspect about the Battle of Bautzen. So, the eagle-eared listeners out there will have already picked up on my use of the word Polish a few times already. Don't worry, you heard correctly. The reason I'm bringing the Poles up is because the Battle of Bautzen is also noteworthy for being one of the largest engagements in the war which featured Polish forces fighting as a distinct unit within the Red Army. I will delve more into the origin of those Polish forces and their makeup in the next episode. But suffice to say, Polish troops played a key role in the fighting in Saxony and Bautzen. And in terms of wounded, missing, and dead, the number of casualties the Poles suffered were staggeringly high. In fact, the fighting in Saxony proved to be one of the most costliest engagements for the Poles in the entire war. So hopefully that's plenty of things to whet your appetite for the series. Before we conclude this episode, just a heads up from me that whilst I've called the series the Battle of Bautzen, as the city became the focal point of the campaign, many towns throughout Saxony were caught up in the fighting. And the strategic goals for the Soviets, Poles and Germans went far beyond just the city limits of Bautzen. This means that whilst I will put a special focus on the city and how the battle unfolded there, I will nevertheless cover the important and related engagements happening elsewhere in Saxony at the same time. To help you navigate all of the villages, towns, and even some rivers which I mentioned throughout the series, I've created a bespoke Google map and linked to it in the description of this episode. So please use that map to follow along throughout the rest of the series. That's enough from me for now. It's time to travel back to Saxony in mid-April 1945, to the eve of the Polish-Soviet invasion of Nazi Germany.